You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's go to the BuyThePhoenix.com guest line and bring in Kate Constable. She is host of the All Bets Are On podcast on the Believe Network and host of a Monday afternoon NFL betting show at the 33rd Team. Kate, good morning to you. Has this ever happened? Have you ever been playing a sport, any sport, and you picked up the wrong basketball, or you were hitting a golf ball that was off or anything like this? So bizarre.
No, that seems like the most obvious thing where you know when you're playing with a men's basketball versus a women's basketball. There's a significant size difference when it comes to that. Also, a little bit of a weight difference. Like, for this to be high-level D1 college basketball, that's kind of insane to me. Someone might need to be fired here on the management staff of either of these teams or maybe even one of those refs, because that's a little crazy.
Absolutely crazy. All right. Speaking of crazy, not a crazy spread, but a high spread tonight in Boston with the Suns in town. The Celtics are laying 9.5 points. I think they're getting the early money here, and the total has gone down to 222.5. What is your play in this one, Boston hosting Phoenix?
Yeah, I just don't really trust Phoenix right now, and Boston is not a team that I want to get in front of at all. This is the first game of an East Coast road trip for the Suns, and so some heavy travel involved from Phoenix to Boston. That's a long flight, and the Suns have struggled in Boston in the last few years. I mean, last year they lost by 15. The year before that, they lost by 13. For whatever reason, they don't like playing in Boston. So with what Boston just did to the Nets without Durant the other night, I'm really not confident that the same doesn't happen tonight against the Suns, especially with Devin Booker still out. I mean, the teams that the Suns have beat lately, they're not all that impressive. What, they went to overtime against the Spurs? Like, that's not going to get it done against the Celtics tonight. So I would be fine laying the 9.5 with the home team.
Yeah, I'd be with you there, because covering the number against like the Spurs and the Hornets is not the same deal as covering against a very good Celtics squad. Let's go to Minnesota. T-Wolves Magic. We've got the T-Wolves laying 5.5. Total off the board, I think. What's the angle here?
You know, the Wolves have been winning a little bit more lately, but the Magic have been very good at either keeping games close or just kind of winning outright against good teams. I mean, they're coming off of a little mini series with the Sixers. They went 1-1, both of those games in Philly. Their one win came by 10, and that was surprising because I think Philly was a 10-point underdog or favorite in that game. So they beat some good teams this year. They beat the Celtics 3 times. Minnesota is starting to look like a decent team. So the Wolves have another home and away series coming up with Denver on Sunday. That's a Western Conference team, a divisional matchup. I think that could be a little bit of a look-ahead spot for Minnesota. So with how feisty Orlando has been and how close they've been playing some teams lately, even on the road, I would be happy taking the points with the Magic on the road.
We're talking with Kate Constable, host of the All Bets Are On podcast on the Believe Network. All right, how about we transition to a little college basketball, one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. We know this, North Carolina taking on Duke this weekend, and KenPom has Duke favored by 4. We'll get that line tomorrow. What are you thinking here?
Well, I mean, as long as Duke doesn't play with a women's ball in this game, we should be okay. Let's hope. UNC, though, they're coming off their first home loss of the season, now traveling to Cameron Indoor to take on Duke. And the key for Duke tonight is going to be containing UNC's big man, Armando Bacot, because when he's had 15 or more shot attempts in a game, the Tar Heels are 4-0. Now, UNC's coming off of a loss to Pitt where he only had 10 shot attempts. And when he's averaged just under 10.5 shots per game, UNC has lost 4 of their 7 losses this season have come when he's not shooting the ball a whole lot. I would expect that to change tonight. I think UNC goes to him a ton. He gets a number of attempts down low, and that's going to be tough for Duke to contain. Also think, I mean, UNC has won the last two games at Cameron Indoor, so some of these Tar Heel players have a little bit more experience in this rivalry than Duke's young squad. I mean, back-to-back wins in Durham for Baycott, RJ Davis, Caleb Love. They've played there before. They know what they're walking into. That said, UNC is 2-4 on the road. Duke has yet to lose at home this season. So this is going to be a very close game. If KenPom's predicting Duke wins by 4, I would take the points with UNC on the road because I think this could be a one-possession game in the end.
Oh, yes. My analysis was UNC has owned Duke in the past few games, and mm-hmm. that's as far as I went. Your analysis was much more in-depth, but still, it's a rivalry matchup, and UNC yeah. has fared very well with a lot of veterans who have played in this matchup before. So let's go to the Big 12. We have a big one between Texas Tech and Baylor. What's the read?
I like Baylor at home in this one. They were in a tough spot last week in their loss to Texas. They beat Arkansas at home Saturday. I'm sure the players went out to celebrate, party, be college kids on Saturday night on campus. Then they fly over to Austin on Sunday for Monday's game, and they just didn't come out looking ready. And Jenks, that's not to take anything away from Texas. Texas is a very good team. But from coaching to everything on the court, the Bears just look kind of sleepy in that game. So now they're back at home. They're just two games back from Texas, who leads the Big 12 right now. So they need to continue kind of stacking wins, especially against these bottom tier teams in the conference. So I think they get right at home on Saturday. I would imagine this game opens around Baylor -5, but I would take it all the way up to 7 or so.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Kate, before we get into another game or two that maybe you're looking at, I wanted to ask you about home crowd or home court advantage in college basketball, because it seems to be you get more raucous, more crazy atmospheres because of the student sections in college mm-hmm. basketball as opposed to the NBA. Do you take that into effect at all? I mean, or into account? I know I sort of lean into it a little bit. It's not a hardcore part of my handicap, but I think the college environment is different from an NBA environment.
Oh, for sure. I actually take that into account a lot. And especially with teams like Texas Tech, they're not very good, but that's a hard place to play at. Kansas State is a tough place to play at. Missouri is. So there's a couple teams on my list that I take home court advantage into account a little bit more than others. Iowa State, that's another one. They have a big matchup against Kansas on Saturday, and I'll probably take the Cyclones at home, depending on what that line comes out at. But it kind of depends team to team. Rutgers is another one. If Rutgers is an underdog at the rack, I will take Rutgers every single time because they hardly lose at home. So definitely plays more into my handicapping in college basketball than it does in the NBA.
All right. So we have to ask who you are leaning on for the Super Bowl. I know it's early. I'm sure you haven't done your full analysis, but who are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards Kansas City. I that's partly because I want Patrick Mahomes to win, partly because I just am I'm tired of Philly fans. They're annoying to me. So I would like to, you know, go against them. I do think the Eagles have more talent up and down on their roster, but it's just too hard to bet against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this team has been there before. They have more experience, better coaching, better quarterback, I think. So, I mean, I'd take the 1.5. If that gets up to 2, love it on the Chiefs. So that's my play for the Super Bowl.
Elsa, or I want to ask you and Kate both, because I know Chelsea told me you have, what, 25 bets, you think, on the Super Bowl, like something crazy? Is that right, Chelsea?
It's the Super Bowl jinx. Duh.
I know. It's not a criticism. I'm just curious. Like, you're going to have like 25 bets on the big game. So, Kate, let me ask you, do you sort of stick with your general betting policy, or you say, all right, I'm going to make a couple bets here, or you just go all in like Chelsea's going to do?
I'm not quite all in like Chelsea. That's impressive. 25. I like that a lot, actually. I might have to do that. But for now, I don't have that many. I'm probably going to make a couple more later this week. But it still kind of follows my same process. I don't do a whole lot of parlays, so I won't be parlaying a whole lot. Might bet a little bit on some of the novelty props just for fun. You know, my coin flip, I'm going to pick the coin flip based on my own coin flip. I'm going to do that before the game, and whatever my coin flip falls on is what I'm going to take for the coin flip. So not exactly the most, you know, professional handicapping right there, but those are just some of the fun things that I'm going to do for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I never thought about that before. I like that. Just flip your own coin and just follow that. That's a great idea. I love that. I might try that myself. And also, I hope I get heads or tails, because you know me, tails never fails. That's what I'm going with. She is host of the All Bets Are On podcast on the Believe Network and host of a Monday afternoon NFL betting show at the 33rd team. It is Kate Constable. Kate, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.